This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The discussion is underway in the Lok Sabha on the Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill, Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that provisions have been made in the Constitution for the delimitation and this will lead to rationalization of voters in every constituency. We now take you live to Lok Sabha to listen to his address in the House.
Mahilaye. अब तक जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में देश में पंचायत में काम कर चुकी है मान्यवर क्या बोल रहे हैं अरे ज्योतिमणि जी मार्क कट जाएंगे नरसिम्हा राव जी लाए थे टिकट कट जाएगी नरसिम्हा राव का नाम बोलो तुम मान्यवर इस 11 साल में सिर्फ महिला प्रतिनिधित्व की बात नहीं इस देश की माताओं बहनों का मातृशक्ति का महिलाओं का जीवन सुचारू रूप से चले इसलिए ये 11 साल में 15 करोड़ घरों में नल से पानी पहुंचा है मान्यवर नल से पानी पहुंचता है तो सबसे ज्यादा फायदा माताओं बहनों को 10 करोड़ महिलाओं को उज्ज्वला दिया गया 12 करोड़ शौचालय बनाए गए 7 करोड़ 26 लाख सुरक्षित मातृत्व दिया गया 52 करोड़ पीएम मुद्रा योजना की महिला साहसिक बनाई गई 4 करोड़ में से 75% माताओं बहनों को घर देने का काम नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने
Earlier taking part in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. He alleged the move aims to reshape the electoral map and could deprive Dalits and OBCs of their rightful representation. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla objected to Mr. Gandhi's remarks, particularly his use of a magician analogy and urged him to focus on the provisions of the legislation. Responding to Mr. Gandhi's speech in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh condemned Congress MP's attack on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, demanded an apology and called for the expunging of such remarks from his speech. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also condemned the remarks of Rahul Gandhi, calling them unparliamentary. BJP MP Hema Malini, YSRCP MP PV Mithun Reddy, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee, TDP MP Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu, Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party were among those who spoke during the discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all members of Parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The eyes of country's millions of women are on the Parliament, its intentions and its decisions." The Prime Minister said logical responses have been provided during the ongoing discussion on the bill to dispel misconceptions that were spread around the amendment and every apprehension has been addressed by the government. The Lucknow bench of the Allahabad High Court in Uttar Pradesh today directed the registration of First Information Report FIR against the Congress MP from Rai Bareli and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi in the dual citizenship case. A single bench of Justice Subhash Vidyarthi observed that the claims made against Rahul Gandhi required examination and directed the Uttar Pradesh government to either conduct the investigation itself or refer the matter to a central agency. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Secretary of the National Security and Defence Council of Ukraine, Rustem Umerov, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, during the meeting, both leaders discussed bilateral cooperation between India and Ukraine. He added that the leaders also exchanged views on the Ukraine conflict. And that is the end of this news bulletin.